Are you sure about this?
Anthony, you know I can't fall asleep when you're crying. Your sniffles keep me up. And I have an early class tomorrow. We have to fix this.
Shit, who is it?
Gerard Butler.
The actor?
No, from down the hall.
Oh.
Every fucking time.
Come in, but shut the door behind you, quick.
Ready, Anthony?
No.
Sucks for you. Get on in there, sport.
What is all this smoke? Oh my god. It smells like weed in here.
I know, right? Left, we need help.
Is this RA stuff or advice stuff?
Advice.
Oh, thank god. You know, I don't even get dental for RA stuff.
It's highway robbery.
Yeah, I'm talking to the board about it. Take a seat, boys.
Where? There are no chairs.
Anywhere that pleases you.
Okay. Can I move this pizza box?
If you want. You have as much free will as you allow yourself to have. So, what do you want to know?
Take it away, Anthony.
Okay. Well, I have a problem.
Don't we all?
Sure, I guess. I've been looking for some thing for a while now.
I understand. I lost my 3DS last week. My Animal Crossing town is going to be covered in weeds.
Right. Well, I technically found what I was looking for.
So, why do you need my help?
Well, it wasn't exactly what I thought it would be. And I don't really know what to do about that. It's confusing.
Like a polo shirt.
Come again?
A polo shirt. All the individual pieces of a polo shirt are good. The fit's nice. The collar makes you look like you know business. The buttons allow for some sex appeal when needed. But when isn't it needed?
Jerry, is this supposed to be helping me?
Shh. He has to get through a long speech first. Pay attention.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But the amazing thing is that when you put all the pieces of a polo shirt together, I hate it. It looks fucking dumb. And the stupid little man riding the horse in the corner, what is he even here for? What's his motive?
He's playing polo.
That's just what he wants you to think. He's actually doing someone's dark bidding. Polo shirts are evil. Don't trust anyone in a polo shirt.
God, the man's a genius.
I'm sorry, was that my advice? Avoid polo shirts?
It's good advice.
You say you've already found what you're looking for, but you also say it's different than what you expected?
Well, yeah.
That'll happen a lot in your life. You can search for happiness on a path that you think will lead you to it. But you'll often find that happiness will creep up on you first.
Holy shit.
Told you.
Being different than you expected is part of life. The things that don't meet your expectations often exceed them. My advice is to embrace life's differences with everything in your soul. I can see that you'll come to love them sooner than you thought. Just look at me. I'm different because I haven't changed my underwear in 7 days.
Okay, you know what? You almost had me there, but I just can't. Thank you for trying, Jerry. Left, I can't believe I'm saying this to my own RA, but please open a window, dude. I gotta go.
Anthony! Shit, sorry, Left. Thanks for the advice. I'll talk some sense into him.
Anytime. Not between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. A boy needs to sleep.
Stop running!
Let go of me!
Hold on, he was right. Maybe not the underwear, but I've never actually tried it. Wait, should I?
Jerry, I'm not going to take advice from a man who's been hotboxing in his dorm room all day. That kid, he's not right.
No, he's left. But his advice...
I don't care what he says. I'm not gay. At least, I don't think I am. I've never really thought about it. I'm just very confused right now, and you aren't helping.
What the hell happened to you today?
Isolt. I found her. Well, him. It's Sawyer.
Sawyer Eastwood?
Yeah. He grabbed the sword from me, and when he realized... When I found out, I panicked. I ran. I didn't even explain anything.
Wait, hold on. Bring the train back to the station. Choo-choo. You found the love of your life, your soulmate who you've been searching for nonstop since you remembered your past life, and you're not with him right now?
I'm confused. I told you, it's not what I expected.
Who the fuck cares? If I were you, I wouldn't leave his side. And you ran. He just got his memories back. He's probably more confused than you right now.
I didn't think of that.
No, you thought of yourself. This whole time you've been looking for Isolt, for you. Because you miss her. Have you ever once thought about her feelings?
Of course I have.
What about today? Have you thought about his feelings? Do you love him?
I love Isolt.
He is Isolt, you absolute dragon dick.
But he's not what I thought.
No, shut up. Do you hear that alarm? Ding, ding, that's a dumb bitch alert, you dumb bitch. Look, I'm going to bed. I want you to try and remember what the Knights of the Round Table stand for. If you need help, call Arthur. I have nothing else to say on the matter. Good day.
It's 1 p.m.
I said good day. Another shot, please.
Give me the same. On his tab. Hello, Gerard Butler.
Arthur Pendragon. I thought I told you to stay away from me.
It's Padrone now. He told me not to try to kidnap you again. He said nothing about having a drink together.
How'd you find me?
You tweeted with your location on again. It's not hard to find this bar. Gotta say... Vibe is totally different during the day.
Damn, you're good.
Here.
Thanks.
We have to talk about it.
Talk about what?
Oh, you know what.
No, I don't. Nothing in my head makes sense anymore. Everything is...
fuzzy? I know. It's hard to wrap your head around.
So you're really him. You're Arthur. King Arthur.
The one and only. The once and future.
I thought I just had an overactive imagination on drugs.
I wish it were that simple.
The other two?
Merlin and Lancelot.
Of course they are. The famous three, back together again.
I guess so.
I think we died.
I don't remember that yet, but yeah.
Well, welcome back.
You too.
Why?
Why what?
Why are you back? Why am I back?
The world's in need, I guess. You're in need.
Am I?
Lynn. Merlin. She thinks there's someone else out there. Someone's been watching you and the rest of the knights.
Makes sense. If the good guys are back, the bad guys must be too. Got any leads? I'm pretty good with unsolvable mysteries.
We're more focused on protecting you than looking for whoever it is you need protecting from.
So the other knights, you found them?
Just Sir Tristan so far, but we have some leads. We helped him. We can help you too. Lynn just needs a quick second with your computer. She already got your phone covered last night.
What did she do?
I don't know anything. I just know Lynn is extremely good with technology.
Magic?
Elliot thinks so. Lynn calls it basic computer skills.
All right.
That was my drink.
Whatever, let's go. You coming or not?
Where are we going?
My house. I don't want anyone watching me. My Google searches aren't normal.
And after that?
I guess we'll see when it's over, won't we? Come on.
You forgot to close your tab.
Aw, that was gonna be such a cool exit. Friday Night Fights. Welcome to Castle Del Garry. Why is it called Castle Del Garry, you ask? Because Garry is Jerry in Spanish.
I don't think that's right.
Now, if she asks, you're foreign exchange students, and I'm teaching you English. Got it?
What? Got it.
Where from?
Surprise me. This is a shoes off house, by the way.
Okay, I get it.
Jer Bear, is that you?
Yeah, Mom.
Oh, Jerry, I missed you so much.
I've been gone for 2 hours, Mommy.
And it was 2 hours too long.
I missed you too.
And who are your friends?
Foreign exchange students.
Oh? From where?
Wakanda? Genovia?
We're from Wakanda, Genovia.
They don't really speak English yet, Mommy. I volunteered to help them through the local library that I spend my nights at.
Oh, my baby has such a big heart.
Unless the local library is the name of a bar, I don't think he's being completely honest with his mother.
It was the name of the bar. He checks out. Hey, have you noticed how many pictures of Jerry are in this house?
It's hard to ignore.
Mom, I'm going to take my foreign friends upstairs so we can study.
All right, you guys have fun. Do you need me to bring up any snacks? I just made cookies.
No.
Yes.
Okay, we're just gonna go now. Come on, Hansel, Gretel, Mike. Don't bother us unless it's cookie related. This is my room. My laptop's over there. So do whatever you need to do. My password is...
I don't need it. Thank you.
Hey, Jerry?
Yes, Mike. Oh, I see you found my latest project.
What is on your walls?
It looks like something out of a cop show. You even have the red yarn connecting all the pictures and everything.
They're clues. Sober Me's hobby is detective work. I mostly solve cold cases, but that one over there is my experimental math wall.
Your what?
I'm kinda just throwing blueberry yogurt at the wall until something sticks with that one. I have to keep my mind occupied somehow.
Have you tried watching a football game or something?
Yeah. How do you think I solved string theory?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course. Me too.
Yeah, if I'm not occupied, my mind just keeps going and 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 going. But tequila. Now, tequila, that stuff slows it down. I can finally get some peace and quiet in this old melon of mine.
Has anyone ever told you that you are a terrifying man?
Every therapist I've ever had. Which was a single therapist.
Done. Gerard Butler, you are officially off the grid.
Nice. Should I shred my debit card too?
No, that's fine.
Oh.
Do you want to shred your debit card?
I don't know. It might give me a fun rush.
Arthur, I don't think this man really solves string theory.
So I'm safe from evil now, right?
Let's hope so.
You're not sure?
Most of this was just a precaution. We don't really know that much about any of this yet.
Arthur doesn't even know who the president is.
Elliot! You told her? I told you that in confidence.
I also try to avoid politics. Besides, why do we have a president when you're the rightful king?
Technically, he's only supposed to be the King of England.
Oh, great. I've never even been to England.
But you were born here instead. That must mean something. We should start another clue board for this! Hey, maybe you're back to change the system.
I don't think the American people would be on board with reestablishing a monarchy. I'm pretty sure the Constitution says that's a big no-no.
King Arthur, alive and well in the United States of America. What has my life become?
Dude, you solved string theory.
Allegedly.
It's still hard to wrap my head around all of this. I mean, most of my memories, I guess, are too muddled to understand.
Do you want to understand? We can help clear up your memories with the sword, if you want. Or you can continue to live your life. It's up to you.
One question. Dragons. Real or not real?
Real back then, extinct now.
Where's your proof they're extinct?
No one's seen them since, well, since Arthur died.
That's not proof, that's a guess. Fix my head, boys. I'm gonna fight a dragon one day.
Friday Night Fights.
You were right. There really isn't a lot of info to go on. You haven't had any updates in the past month that you've been here?
Updates on what?
Anything! I want to know if there really is some evil magical force that's been watching us. Or see if I can find a dragon.
I told you, it's almost impossible to track. I don't think anyone else would have noticed it besides me. I just get a feeling when I'm looking into possible knights.
Boy, do I love feelings, Lynn.
Like, everyone I look into, there's the same, how do I put it? It's like Jerry's walls. Each is connected with a string. Only the string is invisible to everyone but me. Well, me and our mysterious stalker, apparently.
Thanks, Mrs. B! English is easy because of your cookies! Who wants a Mama Butler snickerdoodle?
Me.
Jerry, I know we have to leave soon, but I don't know how we're going to survive without your mom's baking.
Why do you think I haven't moved out yet?
Do you want to?
Of course. I love my mommy more than anything, but I'm 19. I have to leave the nest sometime. I've been thinking of going to college. Might be a good way to occupy my noodle.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe we should all look into the same ones.
As long as the school colors aren't green. I've always had a thing against green.
Why?
Doesn't bring out my eyes.
Any idea where we're gonna go next?
Well, I've been working on two locations. Chicago and Seattle.
Wait, Seattle?
Well, technically it's about half an hour outside of Seattle, but I'm not actually positive on the real identities in either of those cases. I might need some extra time.
It is almost Christmas.
Yeah, looks like we'll be spending it researching in a motel room. Ho ho ho.
Not if we go to Seattle.
What's in Seattle?
I have family there. My Auntie Camilla. We could probably stay with her for the holidays. We'd get home-cooked meals, a roof over our head without Lynn having to commit credit card fraud.
It's not fraud if there's no proof.
Whatever. It's a good setup. They make tamales every Christmas, and you're gonna have to give me a good reason to miss that.
Then I guess we're going to Seattle. It's closer anyways.
I can't come with you.
We don't expect you to, Jerry.
Okay, well, now I'm mad that I'm not invited in the first place.
You can't just leave your mom. She'd have a heart attack. Build it up. Tell her you've been looking at colleges.
She's gonna cry.
That's not surprising.
I'm gonna cry, too.
Again, not surprising.
You've been talking to Anthony, right? He's looking at colleges, too. Maybe you guys could go together.
And what about you guys?
As long as it has a decent sports program, you can count me in.
Me too! I want to play soccer again.
You play soccer? You look kind of small.
Well, that's just the personification of my small town southern charm. Partner, I'm actually pretty good. State champions.
I play hockey myself, so I don't know a lot about soccer. You make a lot of baskets?
Yes. That's not... Yes, I did.
I don't really care where I end up either.
Great. Then it looks like we have a plan.
There was a plan in there?
Yeah. Wait for Anthony to pick a college and then send us an email.
And we go to Seattle for Christmas.
You leave this weekend.
Eager to get rid of us?
As a matter of fact, I am. You're eating all the damn cookies. Don't throw them! Now you're wasting... Go to Seattle already! I'm sick of you weird foreign exchange students. Call me when you get there so I know you're safe.
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with Holden Kennedy as Anthony and Tyler Ginelli as Jerry, Abby Sneathan as Mama B, and Josh Klopp as Left. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.